Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Weekly Word. I'm so excited because it finished a dynamic week, and we are here at the Her Voice Movement Conference in Naples, Florida. So I'm getting ready to leave here shortly and head back home before I go to Sweden for the Arise Conference. I'm super excited to be ministering in Sweden at the end of the week, and this conference was just amazing, the Her Voice Movement. So many people came out and they really got motivated to stand for our nation and stand for the nations. Come on, the kingdom is arising. And that's what I want to talk to you about in this weekly word, is what is really, really essential that's happening here is that we have passed through Adar 1. We've now entered into Adar 2. And Adar 2 means one more extra month. That's right. There's 13 months in this Hebrew calendar year because it's a leap year. So if you're reading my book, 365 Prophetic Revelations from the Hebrew Calendar, you're going to read Adar again. You might be like, oh, I don't know, that might be so boring to read it twice. Well, listen, it only happens every 7 years. But the point is, it is 2 months of Adar and we are in the last month. The emphasis this month of Adar, and Adar 2 started on Saturday, March 9th, at sundown. So Adar 2 is representative of Esther and the risk that she made to her own life to come before the king in Esther chapter 13 and Esther chapter 14. And she made that risk because she wanted to properly position the Jewish people from the annihilation that Haman was going to bring upon them. So she was in the position to protect them. And when we think about promotion, and this is a time of promotion, and this is a month where God is giving you a strategy for promotion. Remember, I've been teaching for years that there's 4 times on the Hebrew calendar for promotion, and this is one of those times. And so Esther 4:13 and Esther 4:14 are evidence of that. Let's read Esther 4:13. Mordecai said to reply to Esther about what was getting ready to happen with the plot against the Jews. And he said, "Don't imagine that in the king's palace you can escape any more than all of the Jews. For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance will arise for the Jews from another place, and you and your father's house will perish. And who knows whether you have not attained royalty? Come to the kingdom for such a time as this." And so this is a month, the last month before the month of Nisan. And why is that important? Because Nisan is the month that you cross over into the promise that God has for you for this religious calendar year, but also a time where God begins to accelerate the promotion that he's given you. So this month, he gives a strategy for promotion. Last month, which was Adar 1, you went through an intense amount of stripping. So God would have put you through a process of revealing what can't go with you into the new season. And see, that would mean what's in your flesh that's preventing you from realizing the maximum level of kingdom blessing, how you can bless the kingdom, because your flesh is in the way. And so this is a month where he gives us a strategy, since he's revealed now what needs to be changed. So go back. Since January was a month of purification, we remember that. And then we entered in to Adar 1 in February. Now here is Adar 2. And then April 9th, we're gonna enter into Nisan. So this is kind of that closure month for the entire religious calendar year as we start again anew on April 9th. And so it's a special time, but it's a time where God's gonna give you a strategy. See, you need to start running with the promise, you need to start running with the promotion that God has given you. And that happens after Nisan, but you gotta have a strategy for that. And so here we see in Esther 4:13 and 4:14 that God was speaking to Esther through Mordecai that here's the strategy. I put you in this position and I promoted you for such a time as this. Now I need you to begin to step into the place that I've called you. So some of you are going to start to step into this place. And this is why it's a strategy for promotion, because in effect, you've already been promoted. See, promotion comes after we realize all the different things that need to be changed. And you figured that out in ADR 1. So here in ADR 2, there's going to be, what do we do now with this strategy for promotion? What are the things you want me to do, Lord, so that we can begin running with the plan, purpose, and destiny that you have for me and that he has for the kingdom? See, he called Esther to that position for a purpose, and he's called you to a position for a purpose. And so I just want to encourage you today, it's time to do some evaluation. Go back to January, go back to the time that you pray, fasted, and gave. Think about the things that happened that month. God is purifying you. Then in February, he began to start stripping the things in the flesh. And I know I got my flesh was stripped in a lot of ways. The enemy tested me multiple times, just like in Matthew chapter 4, just like he tested Jesus. You know, like, surely you shouldn't be doing this. And can you imagine how Esther was tested? Like, surely you don't need to get involved with this. I mean, you're royalty. You live in the palace now. What difference does it make? But here's the deal. She was there to save her people. So why are you where you're at? Why are you making the choices that you're making? Why are you doing what you're doing? What is God trying to speak to you about the next level of blessing his kingdom? And see, each one of us have gifts, talents. We have been given the power of the Holy Spirit. We've been given direction. We have certain personalities. Things of that sort were given to us by heaven to advance God's kingdom purpose. I know you might have thought it was to advance your purpose, but it's not, because technically you don't have a purpose beyond the purpose of being a member of his kingdom and put on this earth to be a blessing. See, you're blessed to be a blessing. And so how has God positioned you to be a greater blessing in the earth this year? What is it that God is calling you to do? How is he calling you to step out and stretch yourself? I've been given a strategy for promotion from the Lord for this upcoming month, and I'm going to work that out. Yes, this month there would have been somewhat of a release in ADR 2. That's what I'm talking about. You're going to feel a release this month because you would have gone through ADR 1 and you would have gone through that temple reconstruction. You would have gone through Ezra chapter 6 as God's reconstructing the temple. He's revealing what can't go into the new season. Well, now you got a month to kind of practice it, work out that strategy so that when we cross over in Nisan on April 9th, you can start running with what it is, the assignment that God has given you. The Lord is releasing new mantles during this time. Because you've come through that place of recognizing what's happening in your flesh, new mantles will be released upon your life. New mantles, apostle, prophet, pastor, teacher, healing gifts, administration, evangelism. There's a whole slew of things that God is going to release upon your life. Kingdom finance, kingdom business. Are you in marketplace ministry? Begin to get new strategies for that. Strategies for your family, for better healthy living. How can you change how you're living your life? You know, your eating patterns, your sleeping patterns, different things that you are involved in that need to go so you can run with the accelerated dream after Nisan. So work it out this month and know that God has positioned you for this time and season. You're promoted as you get ready to sit in that promotion. Like Esther was promoted when she had to risk her life, and then she realized the magnitude of the position that God had given her. She didn't know that until it would be this month. And we recognize Purim, that exact activity, on March 22nd and March 23rd this year. So we have 2 weeks before the celebration of Purim, and that's when we remember what Esther has done. So I'm giving you a heads up that a couple weeks Purim is going to happen, and then 2 weeks later we enter Nisan, and then 2 weeks after that we enter into Passover. So it's a very, very special time and a very special season. I just want to pray for you because God has positioned you for promotion for a reason. And it's not for yourself, but it's to save a nation. It's to save someone else. And so this is the year that God is calling us to stand up, find out who we are, our giftings, our personality, the dunamis power that we have on the inside of ourselves, and it's time to make some decisions. So I'm going to pray. Lord, I thank you for my friend right now. I thank you that through Adar 1, you stripped us, Lord. But I thank you for Adar 2, because the strategy in the promotion and for the promotion is coming. And I thank you, Father, that you're going to bring great revelation from heaven. I just pray great revelation, wisdom, knowledge, understanding come from heaven. May the eyes of your heart be enlightened, that you would know what the plan, purpose, and destiny is that God has for you, that you would receive revelation in a strategy. What choices and decisions do you need to make? What changes need to be made this month so you can run with the vision after Nisan? Lord, we praise you and we thank you. This revelation's coming. Just reach up and grab one of those wisdom keys right now and pull it down. Pull it down, do a faith activation. Say, I'm pulling down these wisdom keys. Esther got the wisdom. She got the wisdom to pray and to fast and to call the nation together. God's got a wisdom key for you to help set you up now that you've been promoted. There's a strategy, and now you're going to start to run with it in Nisan. And so, Father, I thank you for Adar 2. We have one more month. You can work on us here before we start running. Okay, share this vision with a friend. Share this video with a friend, because it is a vision. And then come and join me on Thursday, March 28th for my Zoom class, Maximize Your Prophetic Potential. I'm talking each month about ascension, how to live in the realms of ascension. About the Hebrew calendar. We're going to gather together for about an hour and a half. This is my Glory Road community. This is how I get to know you and you get to know me. I want to pour into you. I want to make a deposit. I want to encourage you. There's a special discount code when you sign up. It's SA1. Just go to my website and hit the rotating banner. This is Maximize Your Prophetic Potential. And click there, and then you can join me. You're going to get a special link to Zoom link to come on with me on Thursday, March 28th. You haven't gotten a copy of my book, 365 Prophetic Revelations from the Hebrew Calendar. You need to get it now. Let me tell you why. Because you're getting ready to come up on Nisan. Don't you want to start a brand new year reading prophetic devotions, declarations over your life, since now you know you're promoted? So grab a hold of that. You can go to my website at CandiceSmithman.com. You can also get 13 downloads that will teach you, why should Christians know the Hebrew calendar? What's the power of God's calendar? What about these feasts and why do we need to celebrate them? The Lord wants you to get stabilized this year and understand how to integrate the Christian calendar and the Hebrew calendar. All right, be blessed. Share this with a friend, and I will see you next week all the way in Sweden. And join me there at the Arise Conference. If you're living in the Northern European nations, I want to come. I want to meet you. I want to see you. I want to give you a hug. So, all right, be blessed, and we'll see you next week.